An interesting question this week from LensWorks subscriber Lori, who I suspect is probably putting together an exhibition or something from her email. Anyway, she wants to know if I use glass in my framed images, non-reflective or non-glare glass, or plexiglass. This, I think, is a way more interesting question than it appears on the surface. I suspect, like most people who have found themselves pondering this issue, the question is partly one of expense, partly one of durability, partly one of visibility, and my answer is E, none of the above. I don't like using glass in my framed images because the reflections off of glass are so bothersome. They just get in the way of my seeing the photograph. And all of those reflections and light sources and me sometimes reflected in the glass are not part of the photograph. And so what that requires is that I do this imaginary thing where I try to visualize what the image would look like if I wasn't seeing all the reflections in the glass. That just puts up a barrier between me and the artwork that I'm not comfortable with. So I don't use glass. Well, what about non-glare glass? The way they make non-glare glass, there's two different kinds. One has a coating, which is very expensive, but still has some reflections. And then they make what they call a non-glare glass, which is actually glass that's slightly frosted. That little bit of frosting does eliminate the glare, well, 99% of it anyway. But what it also does is destroy detail that would normally be visible in the print because it's sort of dispersing the light in such a way that some of that detail, some of that wonderful optical quality of the photograph that we work so hard to include gets eliminated. So I'm not a fan of non-glare glass, which leaves plexiglass. Plexiglass is lighter weight. It's often a little less expensive, depending on the size that you need. It doesn't seem to have the same kind of extreme reflection that glass does. And so it's a good choice for a lot of people. But it still has some reflection. It still puts a barrier between the viewer and the photograph, all of which I'm not sure is necessary. My choice is to not cover the photograph, to let it be in the matte board, in the frame, but have no glass, no cover, no plexiglass, no anything. That way you can actually see the print as it's intended to be seen. A lot of people will say, yes, but it could get damaged and etc. Well, yeah, so can paintings. So when we have a painting hanging up in our home or our office or even in a museum or a gallery, they don't put glass in front of the painting and introduce all those reflections. I'm not sure why or when the convention of covering a photograph cropped into common use, but it has been, and it seems like lots and lots of photographers and gallery owners want to cover up the photograph with this protective glass. Well, if it's so critical and so important, why don't we do that with etchings, with paintings? Why not encase a sculpture in a cube of plexiglass? And if the purpose of all of that covering and enclosure is to protect the precious piece of artwork, well, the other side of that argument that I just can't seem to let go of is the fact that photography is infinitely reproducible. So if something happens to the photograph, you make another one. Well, unless it's maybe an archival signed original print by a photographer who is no longer with us, then maybe I can understand protecting it. But there are other alternatives besides protecting it behind glass, non-glare glass, or plexiglass. For example, a lot of times in a museum, there'll just be a little velvet rope in front of the painting so you can't get very close to it. Well, we could do that with photographs too. But as a contemporary living photographer, I much prefer that my photographs are seen with the integrity and without the reflections and the interference and the block of a cover. And if something gets damaged, I'm more than happy to reprint it for someone. You know what? I've been making that offer now for as long as I've been producing prints, And I've never, ever had a single person say, a print of yours that I own was damaged because it didn't have glass or plexiglass, and would you mind replacing it? Which I would. But it just doesn't happen. I don't know what the panic is about damaging a photograph by not placing it under glass or plexiglass, but it just seems silly to me. So the odd answer from my perspective, and I may be the only one advocating this point, is don't put any cover on it. Allow the viewer to see the wonderful craftsmanship and those fantastic ethereal qualities of a photograph that can only be seen when you're looking directly at it. That's my answer, and has been my answer now for 35 or 40 years of my photographic life, and I'm still comfortable with it after all these years.